Tonight we are going to look at a short message on the subject of thanksgiving. The subject of thanksgiving. Let's begin with Ephesians chapter 5 and verse number 20. And let's see what the Apostle Paul had to say about the Spirit-filled life in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20. Why don't we look at verses 19 and 20, the two go together. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19 says, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Why don't we pray and ask the Lord to teach us some important truths this evening. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. Lord, even as we look at the subject of thanksgiving, we know, Lord, that we don't offer you the glory and the worship and the praise that you deserve. Lord, we ask that you would help us and revive us in our thankfulness. And Lord, may we cast our faith upon you, and may you open up our eyes to see the importance of this subject through the mirror of your word. Lord, show us our hearts and revive us again, we pray. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen. Amen. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20, that we are to give thanks always. The Apostle Paul certainly knew the importance of this truth. Now, when we think about thanksgiving, remember it's different to praise. When we praise the Lord, we are praising God for who he is. We are praising him that he never changes. Amen. That he is holy. He cannot do anything wrong to us. We praise him for who he is. But thanksgiving is us giving thanks to God for what he has done for us or done in our midst. And here we see in the book of Ephesians, verse 20, the importance of having an attitude of thanksgiving each day. I don't know about you, but if I'm going to be able to give thanks to the Lord every day, try and remember that every day, to do that every day, to take some time to just simply thank the Lord, well, that needs to be more of an attitude we have each day. Is that correct? Not just something good happening, but a need to be, as the Apostle Paul said right here, to be filled with the Spirit in verse 18. Be not drunk with wine wherein is it in his excess, but be filled with the Spirit. If we are filled with the Spirit of God, we will be in a spirit of thanksgiving. And so throughout our day, throughout our prayer time, as we walk with the Lord, we should have a spirit of thanksgiving. And we should take time in the day to give thanks to the Lord. Have a look in Philippians chapter 4. And verse 6, the next book across, Ephesians, Philippians, chapter 4 and verse 6. We looked at these verses on Sunday night. So we looked at the peace of God. And sometimes we miss the important point of thanksgiving in Philippians 4, 6. Look with me there. The Bible says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known unto God. What word did I leave out? Thanksgiving. Now, usually when you and I are worried, well, that's the last thing we want to do is to give thanks to the Lord. But do you notice the attitude of thanksgiving is included here? And as the verse says, be careful for nothing. So when we are worried, when we are overwhelmed, when we are facing a trial, a grief, it could be just a thought. I don't know about you, but it could be just one thing in your day that so often overwhelms us, and that's all we focus on. It's like, you know, the light. We're looking at the light, it's so bright, it's caught our attention, and we can't see the rest of the room. Can't see the rest of the people in here because we're distracted. We are consumed, we're overwhelmed. I'm sure you know what I mean when something goes wrong. And it's so easy to start to worry and then to look at one light and then look at the other. And there's actually four more problems, and you know, eight more, and that will lead to that. And then suddenly we start imagining the worst happening, the worst possible outcome. And so often we're consumed with our thoughts and our nightmares, if you will, or you and I just being overwhelmed with the problem, rather than coming to the Lord in prayer. And part of the need for peace in that time is you and I giving thanksgiving to God. You see, thanksgiving is the attitude that will help us out of the pit of despair that we're in. Stopping and saying, you know, Lord, there's actually a lot of things I can be thankful for right now. Though there's this one thing I'm praying about, and yet as I thank the Lord reminds me of how good He's been to me in the past. Isn't that true? How good God has been to you in the past. And so as we pray with thanksgiving, suddenly we experience a peace in our hearts. Hey, God took care of me last time. Why am I doubting that He won't take care of me this time? The need for thanksgiving is an attitude to remember the Lord. It strengthens us for the day. It strengthens our faith for the battle. So the attitude of thanksgiving, the attitude of thanksgiving is important each day. If you and I are going to survive the battles ahead, well, we need to continue to grow in our faith and attitude. Right? I need to thank the Lord each day. You know, write it down if you have to. Beginning of the day, thanking the Lord. End of the day, thanking Him and praising Him. All right, Psalm 116. Let's see what the psalmist had to say. We've looked at the attitude of thanksgiving. Psalm 116. Obviously, the psalms are a wonderful place to remind us of giving thanks to God. And not all of these psalms that indicate we have to give thanks came out of good circumstances. A lot of the psalms of David were mixed with tragedy and death and suffering and darkness. Psalm 116, notice verse number 12. What shall I render unto the Lord for all His benefits towards me? Now, for the sake of time, jump down to verse 17. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of what? Thanksgiving. And will call upon the name of the Lord. So here we see that thanksgiving is a sacrifice. And what the psalmist is talking about is a gift. A gift. Bringing something to the Lord that is precious, that is valuable, that honors the Lord. You know, so often we think about, okay, how can I please the Lord? We think about doing things, don't we? Well, what about the sacrifice of thanksgiving? You see, thanksgiving honors the Lord. It blesses the Lord. It glorifies the Lord. It is a gift to God for His kindness to us. The psalmist says, what shall I render? Is there anything that I can possibly give back to the Lord? Well, in one sense, there is. Obviously, God doesn't expect us to pay Him back for His great sacrifice to us. But we can offer Him the least of all things, the sacrifice of thanksgiving, to say thank you to the Lord and call upon His name. You see, the psalmist realized that there's nothing more valuable that he could give to God than the sacrifice of thanksgiving. Sacrifice of thanksgiving. Now think about being thankful. Think about the greatest example of thanksgiving. Obviously, it's the Lord Jesus Christ. Throughout the Lord's ministry, He continued to give thanks to God the Father. As you read the Gospels, there is the Lord as He looked at the overwhelming multitudes before Him. And Philip said that there's no money left in the kitty to buy enough food for this huge amount of people. And then Andrew, who had some sort of an idea, brought along this young boy, and he says, well, Lord, we've got this. I'll just bring it to You. Let's see what happens. And so the Lord broke the bread. Do you remember? He prayed and He gave thanks. He gave thanks. Now, sometimes we say, let's pray for the food, and it sounds like we're praying for the bread or the meal. Well, we're giving thanks to God. Isn't that what we're doing? When we say praying for the food, it means to say thanks. And the Lord was giving thanks to God the Father and honoring Him, and the miracle unfolded. But Christ stopped at certain times to give forth the sacrifice of thanksgiving. Do you remember in John chapter 11? And again, we were speaking about Lazarus's resurrection during Sunday school. In John chapter 11, as they neared Lazarus's tomb, the Bible says, then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. Wow. I thank you, Lord, that you've heard me. I don't know whether, well, I didn't. So that includes me, but I don't know if any of you did. Pray, Lord, thank you for hearing us tonight. Lord, thank you for hearing our prayers. Thank you, Lord, that you have heard us. What a wonderful way to end our prayer time. Just to thank God for hearing us. We do say that at times. But we need to be like the Lord Jesus Christ. If he saw the importance of thanksgiving, then how much more should we see the importance of this subject? See, the sacrifice of thanksgiving means that we care enough to make that sacrifice, to stop and say, what shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits towards me? I think about, wow, what has God done for me? Thankfully, we're only sharing one blessing each on Sunday. If you have more, maybe you can share it at your table as you eat. But we could all be here. We could be here all day, couldn't we? If we thank the Lord for what he's done, Brother Huey, for 10 years, you know. Brother Huey, Brother Andy, been here from the beginning. Some of you have been here for a number of years. Wow, what the Lord has done. And just remembering, thinking back, there is so much to give thanks to the Lord for. But it is a sacrifice to stop what we're doing, stop what we're planning at that time, stop what we might be distracted with, maybe turn off the TV or maybe change your plans. Look, I want to take some time to simply give thanks to God. Why is it so often we're overwhelmed with the one or two problems in our lives, or maybe even four or eight? It's because we don't thank the Lord enough for all his benefits that overwhelm the problems of any present dilemma. And the Lord is worthy. Amen. He is worthy for all his benefits towards us. Well, the attitude of thanksgiving is clear. The sacrifice of thanksgiving is needed. And then notice the thank offerings we can give to the Lord. Practically, what should we thank the Lord for? Well, first of all, we ought to thank the Lord for spiritual blessings. For spiritual blessings. That's what the psalmist was speaking of in Psalm 116. We should thank him for spiritual blessings. We should thank him for his benefits towards us. You know, many times when we thank the Lord, it stays at the dinner table. You know, it's before we pray for the food. But here's a question. Is that where God's blessings to you have begun and ended that day? He provided a meal. Is that it? No, there's much richer blessings. Amen. What about the blessed assurance of salvation? Amen. Being able to wake up each day. Don't ever take it for granted, Christian. Being able to wake up each day, know that you have a sure eternity. Amen. With God. Amen. That you can walk with the Lord. Do you remember the day you used to wake up fearful? Not knowing where you're going. Not knowing why you're here. What life is for. Not knowing the answers to these all important life questions. And now you know. Sometimes we can get used to that and praise God for it. But we shouldn't stop giving thanks to God. Lord, thank you for forgiving me. Thank you for the blessed assurance that no matter what happens to me today, if this world blows up, I'm going up. Amen. I'm not going down. Praise God. Spiritual blessings. Spiritual blessings. If God has blessed you with something in his word during the quiet time you've had with him, as you walk with him, you don't need to stop and set the word aside to pray. You can say, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for reminding me. Amen. Thank you for the children that you've given me. Lord, thank you for the wife you've given me. Thank you for Lord, the friends and the family and the just the joy of knowing that, Lord, you are faithful, and thank you for your presence in my life. And there's so much to thank the Lord for, spiritual blessings. And then, yes, it is important to thank the Lord for material blessings, food, clothing, shelter. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. He'll add these to you, but that doesn't mean we shouldn't give thanks. Amen. We shouldn't say, hey, I've earned it because I'm following God. No, it's because of his mercies that we are not consumed. We should thank him each day. Amen. For his benefits are daily loaded upon us. Amen. Daily he is blessing us. So we ought to thank him. Lord, thank you for providing. You know, we can thank him for times of leanness. Because if he's always faithful, then that time of leanness will help us. It's a test of faith. Lord, thank you as the writer said in the book of Proverbs, he said, Lord, you know, please don't give me so much that I'll forget you. Amen. Proverbs chapter 30. Lord, please don't give me so much that I'll forget you. But Lord, don't give me so little that I'll have to go and steal. Amen. And the Lord always blesses us with just as much as we need at the right time. And we ought to thank him for his faithfulness. Material blessings. Then physical blessings. Amen. Physical blessings. Now, no one is as healthy as we will be in heaven. Amen. So we're all sick with something. Our bodies are all dying, but we can still thank God for the measure of health that we have. Amen. The measure of health that we have. Thank you, Lord, for helping me to get out of bed today. You know, thank you, Lord, for giving me strength to serve you this day, to honor you, to work this day. Thank you, Lord, for giving me energy to please you this day. Thank you, Lord, for giving me the measure of strength. One famous preacher of the past wrote in his journal, his Quiet Time Journal, that an attitude of thanksgiving helped him thank God that he only broke his arm in an accident and not his head. So that's a good example. Even when something bad happens, you know, we can still thank God that it wasn't the worst. You know, a ding in the car is better than a head-on collision. Amen. A cancer that they found is better than perhaps a cancer that is gone too far and too late. You know, thanking God. And if it is the worst, then we can still thank him. Amen. We can still thank him. But physical blessings. You know, we live in an unthankful day, don't we? You know, the world is just so unthankful. That's what the Bible prophesied. Amen. Lovers of themselves in the last days. Unthankful. Unholy. Let us not be as the children of God, unthankful to the one who deserves so much praise. We can thank him for outside blessings. So there's spiritual blessings, there's material blessings, there's physical blessings. Then there are outside blessings. Well, what does that mean? Well, thanking the Lord for what he has done for others. Amen. Lord, thank you for granting the clouds their visas. And actually, I'm not sure how many years that extends for. Is it once a year, brother? I'm not sure, actually. Yeah, 1, 2 or 3 years. Yeah. It's just not just for 1 year, but Lord, thank you for granting them the visas when that prayer is answered. You know, thank you, Lord, for protecting our missionaries. Just answers to prayer. Thanking the Lord on behalf of others. Maybe something in the past that we haven't thanked the Lord for, God brings to mind. Or perhaps, you know, thanking the Lord for the person who brought us the gospel. You know, and we've forgotten to give thanks to the Lord. The Lord, you know, the person that first gave us our first Bible. Amen. Thanking the Lord. Thanking for outside blessings, for past blessings. So I hope you can see as we conclude tonight, there's a lot to thank the Lord for. There's so much to thank him for. But here's the question. Have we thanked him for anything today? Now, if God has challenged you about that right now, God doesn't want you to sink down into a pit and say, oh, Well, I wasn't thankful I came to church tonight. I got told off. I didn't feel good after the message. Well, that's not what God's will is for you tonight. God wants to say, hey, there's another day ahead and this one hasn't ended. Be thankful, brethren. Be thankful. Be thankful to God. Let me encourage you not to look at just the one problem right now. The one little black spot or what you see as a difficulty or a trial. As you give thanks to God each day, He will give you a peace that passeth all understanding. You will knit your hearts together as a church to say, Lord, and that's the purpose of Sunday, to give thanks to Him. Say, Lord, you know what? This is difficult. But Lord, you've been faithful and you deserve to be thanked and praised. Lord, you've done so much. And let the attitude of thanksgiving continue on in the church and in our lives as we are reminded of it this evening.